for Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1556. Today is the 29th of July 2022, and I'm your host, Franklin. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. Temporal multiple model. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. First, I solve the tweet retrieval problem by modeling temporal contexts for underlying collections. The pseudo-trends are estimated via a timestamp distribution of the original list of documents extracted given a query, which I model via continuous hidden Markov approaches, along with neural network-based methods of relevancy scoring and sequence modeling. In this article, we explore the problem of recommending time aspects of a given entity, aiming at the most relevant aspects and taking time into consideration in order to enhance search experience. The possibility to adapt spatiotemporal models for various data types is valuable to aid in the different assessments fisheries scientists are charged with, and we suggest that future studies should further investigate the effectiveness of our spatiotemporal modeling framework, especially for populations and life stages lacking biomass data across whole subregions and or time periods. We elaborate the results presented above and demonstrate the use of a selected Kalman model on a synthetic spatio-temporal decomposition case study. We conclude that, for the case of spatial-temporal inversion in which the initial spatial states are of bounded or multimode spatial histograms, the selection Kalman model is much more appropriate than the Kalman model. A synthetic case study on spatio-temporal inversion of the initial state inspired by contamination monitoring suggests that using the selection Kalman model offers substantial improvements over the conventional Kalman model in reconstructing intermittent initial states. For all spatio-temporal problems in which multimodal spatial bar charts emerge, the selection Kalman model should be considered. In particular, a spatio-temporal inversion can be obtained by integration of spatial variables in all time points other than initial ones, a straightforward problem in Gaussian models. The continuous spatial variables are discretized into space and time, and a hidden Markov model is fitted into the Bayesian framework. The spatial-temporal case that we considered in the present study has a spatial initial non-Gaussian model, whereas both forward and posterior probability models are Gauss-linear. In both temporal and spatial scenarios, models fitted to combined data are reasonably well covered. The spatiotemporal models fitted to combined data provided insights about the spatial patterns of the red snapper over the whole GOM of the United States, similar to those obtained by the earlier spatiotemporal models fitted to the multi-catch, non-catch data set and by a generalized linear model fitted to multiple counting data sets. These spatio-temporal models provided insights into the red snapper spatial distribution patterns in the GOM, which we confirmed comparing with past predictions generated using encounter, non-encounter data. We also compared indexes predicted from spatio-temporal models fitted to a combination of data and biomass-only data with biomass estimates predicted from GOM's most recent red snapper population estimate. This metric of the map was used because a marginal posterior model can have multiple modes. The first model is evaluated on a well-controlled lab experiment that shows additional gains in efficiency and increased systems capabilities. My models not only established the current level of effectiveness for a range of relevant tasks, they revealed insights into how different time models might affect the actual process of seeking information. In the next step, features are learned via multiple models, which are LSTM, WaveNet, and SVM, then we employ the last fuse method for final decisions.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1556. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.